This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday.
I'm itching inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila. More beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back, Football Friday. Bulldog over here on the side, diving into his fantasy basketball prep. Getting ready for the upcoming season and drafts.
What am I doing? What?
You're not playing fantasy basketball this year? What would it take?
Probably, I don't know. I mean, no. A lobotomy?
Did you read, just say yes, okay? If you did, that's great too. Did you read the article our boss sent out about how fantasy players and bettors consume audio, like radio and podcasts and all that?
Yes.
So there was a stat in there that maybe you didn't write down and have since forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of people who play fantasy sports say they would rather their fantasy team win than their favorite team? What's a lot? What's high?
I think 20% would be high.
56. Wow. 4 out of 7 people who play fantasy sports at all admit.
Right.
That they would rather their fantasy team win than their favorite team.
Well,
I didn't think it'd be that high. But.
I definitely qualify as someone who plays. I don't do it a lot, but I have this one team. I have two this year because of you and Adam. But
for years, you put it off because you did not want that to happen.
I didn't want that conflict. And I do not have any conflict at all. I think we're playing against Josh Allen this week.
Ooh.
And I hope we get killed.
211 yards.
I think we are. But I have never one time felt like, oh no, don't do it. You know, that thing. That goes back to the pizza place, which is like, you know, pre-internet fantasy football conversations with, you know, with the guys and the kids working with me and for me. I've got Mark Duper. Like, shut up!
Mark Duper?
I don't know. I probably got the years wrong.
Wow.
Here. It probably didn't go back that far. But anyway.
Oh, Don Hutson is in your lineup. This is going to be a tough week.
So, it's, you know, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about how, you know, you need something from a guy on the Dolphins. That doesn't really work for me.
Who's your quarterback?
We aren't playing Josh. We're playing Lamar. I've got Hurts.
That's not the same thing.
No, it's not. No.
Plus, Jackson is still good in fantasy.
Right. We've got... nice.
Quarterback two?
We've got... I don't know. You tell me. Oh, we are playing James Cook.
Oh.
So, there's that.
Look out.
Yeah, I don't have... I have no...
Who is your quarterback?
Jalen Hurts and Sam Darnold.
Sorry. Benching, that's right. We start two.
We're benching Rodgers for Darnold. I don't like...
Oh, that's fine.
Off a really good performance last week in Pittsburgh against T.J. Watt and the Steelers. Like, I'm not buying Rodgers at all. Vikings have got the Lions. I think that'll be a shootout. So, Darnold.
I hope it is.
Go nuts. I hope so, too.
I think Darnold's fine there. Hurts, you have to play. He's not running.
No.
He's not even good at running anymore. Watch him. Just kind of slow, and it's tush-push, and that's almost it.
Yeah.
For Jalen Hurts right now. Kind of a disappointment this year, in a fantasy context at least. I am starting Darnold over Mahomes straight up. I started Knicks. It didn't really hit, but I didn't get killed. Like, the idea with Knicks is the floor is not that low because he runs. I had a pick.
He had like 70 yards rushing last night, I think.
I don't know the yards, but I did have an underdog. Oh, higher. It's underdog. Higher than 5.5 rushes, and he ran 8. He ran like the first 2 plays.
Yeah.
He ran all night.
The only reason I have that in my head is like when I did dip into that game before I ended up turning the baseball game off too early before Cleveland came back and won it like they did, I was looking at the football game, and I was pretty sure I heard them say that was his yardage. But now I need to know, so I'm going to go try to find out. Like, it's vital information here. 78 yards, 10 carries, 75 yards.
10 carries?
10 carries, 75 yards is what I
heard. I have lost on that pick'em so many times, getting 3 out of 4 right. And they offer you like a flex option for a smaller payout if you get 3 out of 4 right. Mm. And I never take it. Mm. And then next week I will, because this has happened over and over by 0.5 point.
And then they'll all hit.
And oh.
Yeah.
I refuse to take it.
How about Javonte Williams getting in the end zone not once but twice last night?
That was my miss. Yes, did I say it on this show? That was my miss. That I think Denver has looked like they've been trying to replace him. He fumbled the week before they lost. Estime. What happens? Javonte Williams is walking through their defense all night. Garbage time, they go to Estime. He fumbles. So I don't know. All right. Well, this is exciting. It's Friday, a few minutes after 6 p.m. in the East. It is time for picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been bought. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
I don't think I've ever done what I just did.
What are you doing over there?
What are you doing over there?
I didn't realize that my microphone was on. We got the ball game on here, and Marte just hit a double down the line, and there were men on first and second, I think. And I thought you had your headphones on. You probably didn't hear me. Oh, what you did, maybe, because it was on the air.
I did.
Okay, yeah.
We all did.
In play runs. Runs. You have that shirt that I like. I complimented you on it earlier this week.
Yes.
In play, comma, run. Parentheses.
It's from RotoWare.
I love that. And so I said that. I didn't realize my mic was on. I'm glad I didn't swear.
I wore it on Wednesday. And yesterday I thought about wearing it again. I thought that would have been funny.
After I said,
yes.
Hey, nice shirt.
Because you say you wear it a lot, but I've never told you.
Yeah.
And then I thought yesterday I should wear it again.
Yeah. That would have been good.
I didn't.
I would have noticed.
You know, I beat myself up a little bit about picks last week where I gave 3 games back to you. Because I had the whole thing figured out. I thought, you know, Bulldog always wins this. Why? What he does is he gets ahead, and then he just picks good teams. Go ahead. I dare you to cover. I dare Arizona to cover 5 at Lambeau Field. That would have been, it seems like so obvious in retrospect. You know, I still kind of mean that. But I did see some numbers from Evan Abrams today from Action Network, our old friend Evan. And in my own defense, last week, Week 6 was the first week of the season where the public won. One story of the season in betting has been like the public bets are getting killed. The teams that the public bets on the most, as opposed to like the insiders, the sharps, if you will. The public teams have been just getting run over, which is great for the casinos. And last week...
Oh, so nice. Everybody loves it when the casinos win.
Yeah, I know. But that's sort of my sensibility is, it's all the Buster theory, everything is, what are people saying? Okay, I'm going against that. And guess what? It's rare, but I was ahead. That's how I look at the NFL, picking NFL games. Last week, I sort of kept in that lane. I picked teams like Carolina. I picked teams like the Titans, and I was up, and then last week, it bit me. So, now what? You never know. But I made my picks well in advance here. I don't even know the numbers, but I'm going to look up one by one. I really like Jacksonville Sunday morning against New England in London. -6 is that number now. That went up. That was 5 earlier in the week. But I just think that's a narrative thing, too. Like, Jacksonville is terrible, but New England has nothing. New England is last night's New Orleans. And their quarterback is better, so there's some potential there. But I think Jacksonville, having been in London, we all decided last year that was a big one, the extra week. Jacksonville -6. Don't be afraid of the number. Pick 2. Love the Packers. At home, -3 against Houston. I think the Packers are legit good. I want to bet Jordan Love to win the MVP. Stroud is ahead of him. Houston, 5-1. They've looked great. Could be an easy ride in the AFC South, but I think the Packers are the better team there, and I'm happy to give 3 at home with Green Bay. I will take Carolina. This one, my friends hate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9.5. It's become the biggest line of the week. Tied with the Bills.
9.5. I had it 8.5 this morning. All right.
Up to 9.5.
Good to know.
At Washington. I need a little bit more to accept that Washington is like that good. This is sort of like the old Eagles level where bad teams come in and they're 10-point underdogs, you know, just pick a side. I like the idea of, well, Daniels has been great. I mean, I'm not trying to poke at that. But Cliff Kingsbury and a really suspect defense, I could see Dalton, Deontay Johnson, if he plays, Leggett, sort of the Carolina offense, getting, you know, scoring in that game. The total is 51.5. And, you know, one turnover, and I think it's mine if I'm on the underdog side of that, like one break. So I'll take Carolina plus 9.5 at Washington. I'm in this survivor pool. Trista Crick and I have teamed up on a couple. She refused to come off Washington, just so you know. Like, I didn't want to pick Washington. We picked Denver, and Denver's home, and Washington. And she's like, nope, Washington is a lock. Like, just between us right now, I don't think so. So Carolina. And pick 4, I don't remember why I decided earlier in the week that I wanted this pick, but I was watching TV and I wrote it in my notes like in all caps bold. I have no idea why I did this.
I hope so badly that this is a game that I'm on the other side of.
Atlanta.
No.
-3. Atlanta and Green Bay at MGM right now are both -105 at the 3 points. So that's got to be 2.5, 3 teetering back and forth. You can probably find better odds or better prices. I will take the Falcons at home -3 against the Seahawks. I kind of like the Seahawks. They won their first three games. They've lost their next three. They have the Bills next week at home, for what that's worth. But Atlanta -3. College football, I already said it with Sammy P on earlier in the day. I will take Florida State at Duke tonight, +3. Mets 8-1 in the third.
And they are ragdolling the Dodgers here.
This pitcher's still in, Flaherty. Like, they could have taken him out in the first inning. They wanted to.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now they're just going to...
They're saving their bullpen?
I would guess they're just going to have him eat innings from here. I mean, at 8-1.
You know what would be hilarious in, like, relief here? Otani.
Yeah. Yes.
That would be hilarious and great.
All right, the lead is 3.5, by the way, if it has not been said yet. All right, well, I'll start in college because that's where you left off. Man, I love the big matchups here, it's a great matchup, so it's a small spread. I'm going to take Alabama laying 3.5 at Tennessee. What a scene! I said earlier to you off the air, 3:30, Bama Tennessee, 7:30 is Georgia and Texas. I mean, where's Vern Lundquist when I need him? That is a dream Saturday afternoon evening for me till the Sabres come in and ruin everything. But I've made plans. I don't think I'm going to be in front of a TV for any of this, most likely. But anyway, I'll take Alabama -3.5. The brutal loss, of course, Vanderbilt. I trust them here and their talent. Tennessee, they're, up and coming, and, I just don't think so. Not yet. I'll take Alabama and their passing game to do it in Knoxville. What a scene that's going to be. The checkerboard end zones and the whole thing.
Rocky Top.
Man, I just love that whole scene down there. I think Tennessee is at, I know Notre Dame fans are going to yell, I think Tennessee is at the top of the list for me. If, like, I ever plan a road trip to go to a big-time college football game, I think Knoxville is where I'm going. I don't know how easy it is to get there, but I just love the...
You can't get there from here.
I just love the scene.
You cannot get there from here.
Man, now I got a song going through my head I don't have to listen to on
Rocky
the way
Top.
Home. No, can't get there from here, R.E.M.
Oh. Da-da-da-da-da. Do you have a favorite rendition of Rocky Top? I do.
The one the fans sing.
Oh, it's so bad. I mean, they're so off pitch. It's terrible. Dolly Parton is the one you want.
Yeah. It's money.
Live.
Yeah. Oh, that's live.
Dolly Parton live, Rocky Top is the one you want to look up.
I should have dusted
that's
that off.
That's my favorite.
A couple weeks ago, I was sitting around the dining room table celebrating my dad's birthday. He's 91, and my sisters and I, and we were just, I didn't come equipped with a speaker. It's my dad. He didn't care. We're just playing songs on my phone, just running through, like, all right, what do you want to hear? Merle, like, I can get anything you want, Dad. What do you want? And it was great.
What did you pick?
We should have got, there's a lot of Merle Haggard in there. My sisters and I got loose on, like, stuff we listened to when we were kids on road trips. Eddie Rabbit, right?
Oh, I love
Windshield
a radio night.
Wiper, slipping out the 10-4, singing the song on the radio. Yeah. All right, I'll stop. Anyway, I got some NFL games to pick. I'm going to go with you on the Packers, -3 hosting the Texans. I think the Texans are good, but I still don't. They're kind of posers. They're not. They got the record and they beat the Bills. They're not, to me, like, made yet. I still have doubts about them being a top tier contender. We'll see how this year unfolds. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up with, I don't know, maybe 11 wins max, I would say, for Houston, which is still really, really good. But I just don't think they're elite. Like, they're not the one seed to me, even though they got that lousy division they're playing in.
Look out if they win.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I just don't think they will. I expect Green Bay to be able to do, I don't want to say anything they want, but a lot of business in the air. The Bills just were not equipped to take advantage of them down the field. Plays were there. And Hollins was open. Kincaid was open.
You know what?
They missed. So
if it doesn't end well, the NFL Films video yearbook, Hollins was open, the story of the 2024 Buffalo Bills.
The others, oh, you got to hustle. I will go against you on Carolina. I'll take Washington minus the 9.5. I love Daniels coming out. Love what he's doing. I don't think it's a fly. I've seen enough. I think they're good. And I don't think Carolina is.
No.
So,
that's right.
You know, Dalton, yeah, he should, you know, Washington's defense is not very good. I don't trust Dalton. I don't trust Carolina. I'll take Washington minus the 9.5. I'm going to be on the Bengals minus 5.5 at the Browns.
Okay.
And I'll take the 49ers minus the 1.5 hosting the Chiefs.
Wow. Betting against Mahomes getting as points. A dog. Pat yes. the dog.
Yep. Earlier in the week, I wasn't going to do it. And
I love it.
I just think it's all a little shaky. Like, they did look good. They're coming off a bye. Andy Reid, all the, you know, the record off the bye and all the stuff.
I love it. Mason is healthy.
San Francisco is going to get them.
40-20.
The Chiefs, yeah, right. The Chiefs are, they've been itching to get beat all year, and they're going to get beat. They're going to play a good team on the road, and they're going to get beat.
The Bills did sign a kicker yesterday to their practice squad. We didn't talk about it. Lucas Havrasek, who's kicked with the Rams. He's barely been in the league, but he's been added to the Bills practice squad. It looks like Tyler Bass survived the week.
Yeah, with all the, they said he's going to kick this week, but they've got a guy waiting.
Right, with all the speculation about him, the misses against the Jets, after everything that had happened before. And what we picked up on was how Sean McDermott was talking, even Brandon Bean, who did a press conference because of the Cooper trade. But Bass survived the week, it seems. So we'll see what happens Sunday. I think, you know, it's the kind of thing where you think maybe you just go get somebody else. Like, the Packers cut their kicker, Narvison, who had, I think, missed five. And they signed Brandon McManus, who's been in the league a long time. Detroit has come in and out of different kickers. I don't know. What is interesting to me right now is it just nothing to go get somebody else? Not talking about the salary cap or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think it is. I think part of this for the Bills, given the names of the players they've brought in, is, like, I don't know, McManus could have been their kicker 2 weeks ago if they had decided to make that move. But that they're just, like, this guy, what, 15 for 20?
Yeah, he's his career so far is not, it's like, it's kind of, it's Bass struggling is what this guy's career is so
yes.
far. And so what are you doing?
It doesn't really seem like it's nothing to just go into the market and feel like you're going to get somebody better. Right. You can, you know, demonstrably show as somebody better. That's not really available, I think, to the Bills right now. So good luck to Bass. I mean, he's going to get this game. And if he misses and it's close, there could be another conversation next week. Football Friday on WGR brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Ben Arthur, who joined us earlier from Tennessee, NFL on Fox, will be coming your way next. Right now it's time for a break. We'll be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.